Day 83, Friday, January 27th. Exodus 6. Exodus 6 1-30 NKJV. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand he will let them go, and with a strong hand he will drive them out of his land." And God spoke to Moses and said to him, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, as God Almighty, but by my name Lord I was not known to them. I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, in which they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord." So Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel, but they did not heed Moses, because of anguish of spirit and cruel bondage. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Go in, tell Pharaoh king of Egypt to let the children of Israel go out of his land." And Moses spoke before the Lord, saying, "The children of Israel have not heeded me. How then shall Pharaoh heed me, for I am of uncircumcised lips?" Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, and gave them a command for the children of Israel and for Pharaoh king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' houses. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. These are the families of Reuben. And the sons of Simeon were Jemuel, Jamon, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul the son of a Canaanite woman. These are the families of Simeon. These are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137. The sons of Gershon were Libni and Shimi according to their families. And the sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of Levi according to their generations. Now Amram took for himself Jochebed, his father's sister, as wife, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram were 137. The sons of Izhar were Korah, Nephig, and Zitri. And the sons of Uziel were Mishael, Elzaphan, and Zithri. Aaron took to himself Elishaba, daughter of Aminadab, sister of Nashon, as wife, and she bore him Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. And the sons of Korah were Asir, Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the families of the Korahites. Eleazar, Aaron's son, took for himself one of the daughters of Putiel as wife, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites according to their families. These are the same Aaron and Moses to whom the Lord said, "Bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their armies." These are the ones who spoke to Pharaoh king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are the same Moses and Aaron. And it came to pass, on the day the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, that the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "I am the Lord. Speak to Pharaoh king of Egypt all that I say to you." But Moses said before the Lord, "Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh heed me?" Daily Deep Dive. I would again like to begin with the UCG reading plan before diving into specific scriptures. God wants to make certain that his people understand clearly that he is God. So we read references to himself such as I am who I am. The literal Hebrew has no definite tense, I be who I be, denoting past, present and future. God has always existed and will always exist. Here we read of God introducing a new name that he had not revealed earlier to Abraham, Isaac or Jacob. It is used in the book of Genesis, but this is apparently because Moses, who wrote the book, was inspired by God to use it in relating the stories of the patriarchs. The newly revealed name is Yahweh, the exact pronunciation of which is unknown. It is essentially the name I be who I be in the third person, that is, he be who he be, and has been variously translated as the eternal, the ever-living or even the self-existent one. Jesus later revealed that he was the one the Israelites worshipped as the great I am. See John 8:58 and supplementary reading below. God was preparing his people to understand that he was not some passing fad. The miracles that they were going to experience were a demonstration of his power and supremacy. Most biblical scholars today, if they accept that the events of the Exodus took place at all, approach it rather skeptically, claiming the plagues that came upon Egypt, for instance, were not miraculous in nature. They claim that these were merely natural phenomena exaggerated in the scriptural account. Biblical historian Eugene Merrill counters, they, the plagues, must be understood for what they were, unique but genuinely historical outpourings of the wrath of a sovereign God who wished to show not only Egypt but his own people that he is the Lord of all of heaven and earth. One well able to redeem his people from the onerous slavery they knew under Pharaoh and to make them, by covenant, his own servant people, kingdom of priests, a history of Old Testament Israel, 1987, p. 65. The Israelites were so encompassed with the gods of Egypt that they needed to understand that his ultimate intervention would exceed anything that man could do through sorcery, magic or false worship. Most of the plagues would be a direct attack on the gods of Egypt. Indeed, Jethro will afterward remark, "Now I know that the Lord is greater than all the gods, for in the very thing in which they behaved proudly, he was above them," Exodus 18:11. If only mankind would simply believe God. The things of man are temporary. The things of God are eternal. So while mankind may let us down, God has been, is, and will always be our loving God. And, verse 12, Moses says that he is of uncircumcised lips. Jameson Fawcett Brown explains, a metaphorical expression among the Hebrews, who, taught to look on the circumcision of any part as denoting perfection, signified its deficiency or unsuitableness by uncircumcision. The words here express how painfully Moses felt as one of utterance or persuasive oratory. Verse 23, we don't often think of Aaron's wife, but here we are introduced to her. Additionally, we learn of Aaron's four children for the first time that we will see later in the Levitical priesthood. Verse 25, from Eleazar's family will come Phinehas, which we will read of his great zeal in Numbers 25:7-13 later.